Looks aren't everything. Clavicula begs to differ. Clavicula is 6'2". He weighs 180 pounds and has a 31-inch waist. His biacromial width, basically, the span of the clavicle, from which the 20-year-old streamer gets his name, is 19.5 inches. He has a mid-face ratio of 1.07, which is calculated by dividing the distance from the pupil to the mouth by the distance between the pupils. His chin-to-philtrum ratio is 2.6. According to Clavicula, these calculations make him handsome, just not as handsome as the actor Matt Bomer. Clavicula is a looks-maxxer, the first star from an online community that treats male attractiveness as the key to worldly achievement. He considers Matt Bomer to have the most harmonious male face in existence beyond even his own. That's why he wants a bimaxillary osteotomy, double jaw surgery. Like all looks-maxxers, he believes that any step toward increasing beauty is virtuous, but it's a very specific kind of beauty. The looks-maxxing community prefers faces like Mr. Bomer's, lantern-jawed, symmetrical, white. A black man who tried to post looks-maxxing content was racially harassed, Wired reported last year. Clavicula dismisses accusations that the subculture is racist as dumb. Since age 14, Clavicula, whose real name is Braden Peters, has injected and ingested dozens of controlled substances to ascend. Looks-maxx a lingo for becoming more handsome. He has one goal, and his philosophy requires him to get there as fast as possible. If most people regard self-improvement as a pleasant hike toward a more attractive self, Clavicula's version is a grim speed test on a salt flat. His extreme methods, strange slang, and nihilistic worldview, where the universe is a Darwinian nightclub of aggressive men jockeying for status, have made him a social media sensation. Clips of him mogging other men, standing next to them to make them look ordinary and mercilessly rating women's appearances have gone viral on TikTok and Instagram. Videos of Clavicula are now so common on X that the site's head of product jokingly threatened to shut it down if he saw another one. By any 2026 definition of internet celebrity, he has ascended. And yet, padding around his Airbnb on a recent morning in Tempe, Arizona, near Arizona State University, famous in his circles for its licentious co-eds, Clavicula seemed worse for wear. He had slept only 3 hours the night before. I was slay-maxxing, he said, having sexual intercourse. Clavicula prepared to stream, as he does most days, for upward of 8 hours. He's best known for IRL streaming, going into public, interacting with strangers, and trying to create viral moments that can be clipped and spread across social media. He earns more than $100,000 a month from Kick, his preferred platform. After a breakfast of chicken fingers, Clavicula chose his first activity, a date. One-on-one outings with female admirers are a recurring feature for his young, male audience, for reasons he explained with typical bluntness. People watch them because they can't get girls, he said. Everyone in the Airbnb Clavicula, a security guard, a cameraman, and his tan Spanish looks maxxer friend Iriticula, piled into a Sprinter van. They stopped to pick up Mia Kirk, a 24-year-old student and longtime fan who considered herself a looks maxxer. As the van sped along, Miss Kirk watched the stream on her phone, even as she starred in it. I knew you when you only had 15,000 followers, she said. Her presence seemed to stir conflicting feelings in Clavicula. On one hand, she was attractive and clearly interested in him. On the other hand, her casual use of looks-maxxing language felt unnatural. To him, this was a subculture for abject men trying to change their lives, not for women, who were the source of the very insecurities that drove the movement. It's a male space, Clavicula said, after also declaring, my culture is not a costume, no more politics. Clavicula may have pushed looks-maxxing into popular culture, but he still seemed unsure who it was really for. The young men of the online right have claimed him as their own, and he has given them reason. Just last month, he partied at a Miami nightclub with Nick Fuentes, the white nationalist commentator, and Andrew Tate, who faces charges of rape and human trafficking. It was a manosphere cloud bomb. This, despite Clavicula months earlier calling Tate's appearance not good-looking by any means, videos of the three chanting along to Ye's track Heil Hitler spread widely online. Then there was his chronic use of a racial slur. He's been called out for it in public on IRL streams. During one such encounter, he said, it's not a racist thing. It's just a fun word to say. Even the ex-account for the Office of the Undersecretary of War for Research and Engineering posted an image of a grinning soldier captioned, low cortisol, locked in, lethality maxing, a sign that, at least among Trump administration social media managers, Clavicula's sensibility resonates. But he insists the only cause he truly cares about is himself. On a recent conservative podcast, he said he'd vote for Gavin Newsom over J.D. Vance in 2028, simply because he preferred Newsom's looks. It wasn't like a political statement at all. He said later, I was just saying he's fat. Lately, he calls all politics jester, a looks-maxxer insult for foolish wastes of time. He even met with several prominent Jewish club owners in Miami over the Heil Hitler incident. No more politics, just mogging, he posted on Instagram. Back in the van, Miss Kirk asked if looks-maxxing was inherently right-wing. No, he said, at the end of the day, I have such an influence over the movement that I could bring it in any direction I want. The van pulled up to an aquarium. Clavicula's dates often take place in wholesome settings, Disney World, the zoo. Outside, smiling families played in the sun. I can't believe people do these activities, he said. Inside, under a docent's watch, he petted a sturgeon, then recoiled. It's like when you drop your phone in the toilet, he said, before excusing himself to hand sanitizer Max. He and Ms. Kirk wandered into a gallery called Bizarre and Beautiful, noses pressed to a tank of glowing jellyfish, but they didn't touch. Though his ideal is hypermasculine, he believes he is currently infertile due to testosterone therapy. Earlier that day, he confessed that simply knowing he could sleep with a woman was, in some ways, better than the act itself, which is going to gain me nothing. It's a big time saver, he said. Back at the aquarium, When asked if this was a date, Ms. Koch hesitated. "I think so," she said, ascending on social media. Clavicula grew up in Hoboken, New Jersey, the son of a businessman and a stay-at-home mother. He disliked high school, he struggled with social cues and small talk. He frequently calls himself an autist, though he's never been diagnosed, and he hated how he looked. Shortly before his 15th birthday, he ordered testosterone online. "It's like a cheat code," he thought. "Why would I not do this?" When his parents found his stash, they threw it away, sending him into a hormonal crash. He began shipping supplies to a P.O. Box, steroids, fat dissolvers, biodegradable sutures. Eventually, his parents gave up. They realized there was kind of nothing they could do to stop my ascension, he said. He became a frequent poster on looksmax.org, mastering its mix of 4chan slang, bitterness about biological unfairness, and teenage vulnerability. He posted photos for brutally honest ratings, wrote long scientific posts, and photoshopped himself to preview jaw surgeries and leg lengthening. Sometimes, he used meth to suppress his appetite. In fall 2024, he enrolled at Sacred Heart University in Connecticut. Weeks later, campus police raided his dorm. Jules from the forum had called in a tip about steroids. He was expelled. He took a restaurant job, becoming, in his words, a wilder cuck. He started posting videos on TikTok and streaming, rating other people's looks. "I never expected any of it to go viral or myself to become a public figure," he said. Then, in October, he appeared on Cheesa's Kick stream to comment on balding. "Is this okay?" Cheesa asked, showing his widow's peak. "No," Clavicula replied. His rise accelerated. He streamed with Nick Fuentes to discuss the disenfranchised young man, after mocking both Fuentes and liberal streamer Dean Withers for caring about politics at all. "I'm on the side of looksmaxing, self-improvement," he said. "You're on the side of politics. Which one is better?" Today, 10,000 people regularly watch him live. Clip editors spread his slang far beyond his stream. Clavicula just cracked the code. Jestermaxing at the club is officially the new meta. Red viral X caption of him dancing. Some compare his dialect to Chaucer's Middle English, James Joyce's Ulysses, or the Nadsat slang of A Clockwork Orange. He insists it isn't an act, it's second nature after so many years posting, he said. On stream, "It's sometimes funny," I said. "Let's start second floor maxing at the mall." And chat was like, "Dude, just say go upstairs, police run in." Because he rarely hides his location, security is a challenge. He's often approached by stream snipers, smaller creators who want to appear with him or provoke a confrontation. In December, footage showed him pointing a gun at strangers outside his Miami home. That same month, he appeared to run over a man who leapt onto the hood of his Subaru truck. He has since moved into a condo owned by streamer Aiden Ross. Guns, drugs, misogyny, body dysmorphia. The miasma of nihilism surrounding Clavicula makes him an irresistible symbol of social decline, a freakish avatar of America's social media adult young men. And yet, he may simply be ahead of the curve. That night, he planned a party at the Varsity Tavern, a neon, multi-story club in Tempe where bartenders wear lingerie. Guests weren't sure if they were fans, but they were there to see him. "On one level, he's funny," said Roger Gardner, 21, a student, "but on a deeper level, he's kind of a demon." Others came for practical reasons. "This guy is going to pull up and attract a lot of women," said Hunter Thrasher, 22, a UPS driver, "and we thought we would capitalize off that." Around 11 p.m., word spread, Clavicula had been arrested. Mitchell Jackson, his publicist, confirmed it. Scottsdale police had taken him into custody, charging two felonies, possession of a forged instrument, and possession or use of a dangerous drug. A judge forbade him from leaving the state. "Mr. Jackson saw opportunity. I want this to be an iconic mugshot we can sell on t-shirts in malls," he said. He had been arrested for being in a bar underage with a fake ID. During a search, police found two pills, an Adderall, and an oral steroid. The bar manager told police Clavicula had special permission to be there as a 20-year-old. The next day, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office declined to prosecute, citing no reasonable likelihood of conviction. Clavicula was free, which was good, because he had plans. On Thursday night, he walked in the New York Fashion Week show of designer Elena Velez, phone in hand on the runway. Characteristically, he credited his legal luck to his appearance. "You just got a mug," he posted on X, with a screenshot of the headline, "Men's facial features may sway criminal sentencing."